Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
From what you've seen so far, Lindy, when it comes to Owen and the ideal partner for him, do you feel like at this point just it's better for him to have a right-handed shot next to him rather than him playing his offside?
You know, I know he's comfortable with both. You know, myself as a coach, I'm not real fond of the offhand, just for the fact can't shoot a lot of pucks coming off the wall, and sometimes it makes for a lot tighter play breaking out. But I know he can play either one, and he plays them both well. So ideal partner, I don't think we have that ideal partner, but I know he can play either side.
Today you were practicing. You didn't want the two-point men to go back to forth with each other. You wanted play to be in front of the net. Do you feel that shot from the point sometimes is a wasted opportunity?
I don't quite understand, Paul. Were you, you're
what you were trying to do today? I was trying to figure out what you were
in the one drill where we were inside the zone.
Yeah,
we were trying to stay away. Just try to immediately get pucks to get. Create the habit of getting the pucks to the net right away. That's where Tage got hit. Is that the drill you're talking about? Yeah, so the purpose of the drill was to just create some predictability. No, we're going getting the puck to the net there. I thought, and I'll say this again about last game, we spent too much time hanging onto it around the perimeter. We needed to deliver it to the net sooner. Looked at a lot of opportunities where inside the game, we probably passed up 15 times where we could have put it there, and we deferred to outside. So it really was the basis of that drill.
We've seen pockets of Dylan at his best this season, but what can he do to generate some consistency, in your opinion, just the way Dylan's played?
I think, again, it's about getting around. I mean, there's some opportunities on the rush, but I think it's about getting around the front of the net. And that's almost any player that, has struggled or is not. I mean, if you look at the Ottawa goal, he created the turnover, and we took advantage of that, his goal in Ottawa. But part of the offensive zone play, which is what we focused on today, was trying to get more people around the front of the net, get more rebounds, tips, screens, that we can spend all that time in the offensive zone, and I don't think we've scored an offensive zone goal off of setup in like two or three games. So a guy like Dylan, he had a couple opportunities inside the game, one coming off the goal line where we could have attacked, one coming off the flank where ended up deferring to an outside play. If you look at, his power play play, he had the one opportunity from Krebs that was an empty net that just kind of handicapped him a little bit, but put himself in a great position. And if he hits it, the goalie was screened, and there was no goalie there. So there's been some opportunities there that he has to take advantage of. I think the other part is you got to get yourself tighter to the net in situations where it's your turn to be there.
Said that at this point in the season, it's kind of all about, going on streaks. Some teams will get hot, some teams will get cold. Obviously, you want to stay hot. This team hasn't been able to string together more than three wins, but how do you feel like, what goes into sustaining these longer winning streaks?
Well, consistent play. I think if you look at, you're right, we've had segments of three-game winning streaks that we haven't been able to extend. Some of it for our club is we put ourselves in position to extend them, and we've played a tough 20 minutes or 30 minutes. We've had a tough third period that hasn't allowed us to win a hockey game. he's right. There's a lot of teams. You could use Nashville as an example last year that went on a heck of a run. And the only way you can do that is by being predictable with your play, being consistent with your play. Part of that could be special teams. A big part of that is your five-on-five play. And probably the part that has hurt us when we have lost is our management of the puck at key times of the game. So I think if we're going to become consistent and, you know, get on a real good run, it's being predictable and managing the puck in key situations.
Yesterday you talked about kind of going through some adversity and how this team hasn't really been the greatest with handling that adversity. How can you, as a coach, kind of guide them to get over that? It's been sort of a talking point the last couple of seasons for this team.
Really, by trusting where your teammates are at, that they have to be in a certain position at a certain time. There's a lot of pressure that you can get put under inside of a game where either whether you're breaking the puck out, whether you're tracking back, it's a D partner knowing where his fellow partner's at. It's, you know, our strong side D going back, knowing where the weak side winger is going to be on a certain play. So if we can trust that and maintain that trust, there's been lots of games where we've been able to break out, you know, within that 5 to 7 seconds and get out of harm's way. Probably another piece is don't overextend shifts. Overextending shifts has hurt us, where you might be having a good shift and you might think I can go on one more rush, but if you end up going back to your own end and playing tired, we've had a lot of goals scored against us because of a tired line on the ice.